It's the Organist Encores, and this is John Leeming at the microphone with this week's edition. It's going to be an all-Christie show today, with a look at a selection of instruments from what some people think of as Britain's most quirky range of theatre organs. Well, Damon did a Christie show about 3 years ago, featuring the main high-profile Christies like Marble Arch, Edmonton, Llandudno and Walthamstow. Well, I won't be overlooking those classic installations, but I will be featuring one or two of the lesser-known instruments and some lesser-known recordings too. Vic Hammett was on tour in Germany in 1939, and the poor chap found himself stuck there in a prisoner of war camp for the next 5 years. On his return to Britain, he rejoined Gaumont British and perhaps became the most high-profile organist since Sidney Torch at the Regal Edmonton. He had a couple of broadcasts from that theatre in 1948, and although he was a prolific broadcaster, he got stuck with the BBC theatre organ, and it was another 14 years before he was heard again from Edmonton. The recording I have of that 1963 broadcast is not good quality, but here's a one-minute snippet to celebrate Vic's radio return to Edmonton. Tangerine, Vic Hammett at the Regal Edmonton. That was the first Christie I ever heard live, and my second one was at the Granada Enfield. In 1972, the nine-rank Enfield Christie found its way to Tony Manning's residence at Farnborough, Hampshire. Amongst other things, that was Dudley Savage's Sunday morning radio bass for a while after the demise of Plymouth. Well, John Mann made an album there in 1981, and from that disc, here's Little Red Monkey.
This is the BBC Light Programme and the British Forces Broadcasting Service in Germany.
Marble Arch, George Blackmore at the Odeon there, heralding the very final broadcast from that theatre in 1964. Now, the usual pattern with 10 o'clock morning theatre organ broadcasts was for the continuity announcer to introduce groups of tunes at intervals throughout the programme. Now, on this special occasion, though, the programme had its own compere. I don't know who he was, but here he is to tell us what's coming.
Now let's hear about the cuckoo in the nest. He seems to be having trouble.
George Blackmore at Marble Arch, very much in Sydney Torch mode with a recreation of his famous arrangement of Cuckoo in the Nest. That was a sad day for Marble Arch, but it's good to know that the instrument is in safe hands and may well see the light of day again when happier times return. The Christie in the Astrachlandidno was well known for its crisp, fiery sound, but I thought it might be nice to hear it in a more mellow mood for a change. Here's Byron Jones with To a Wild Rose.
Thank you.
Ah, Byron Jones there, gently caressing the keyboards at Llandudno in 1985. Now, I've already mentioned the first two Christies I ever heard live, and here's the third. It was the Carlton Tubrook instrument, by then in the Stopfold Social Club in Bedfordshire. Christie boss Frank Fowler and classical organist Joanna Fraser made a record there in 1981, appropriately enough called Sounds Different. Here's one of Frank's contributions. Foot 2, Eyes of Blue, from Frank Fowler at Stopfold. Who needs tremulence, eh? Now, the organ in the Regal Cinema in Eastleigh, Hampshire, was another Christie of 9 units, enlarged from a much smaller original instrument. Back in the day, it was heard regularly in concert, and from one of those shows, here's David Shepherd in 1977 with Dainty Miss. David Shepherd at the Eastleigh Christie on an instrument he described as camp. I think I know what he means. Unfortunately, that organ got damaged while being transported to the Theatre Organ Heritage Centre in Greenlaw. It had been hoped to bring it back to life by merging what was salvageable with the Waltham Cross Christie, but with the recent sad death of curator Larry Maguire, its future is very much unknown at the moment. Well, we only had a brief visit to the Regal Edmonton at the beginning of the programme, and I think that fine instrument deserves another hearing. So here's Noel Briggs in concert in 1973 with 12th Street Rag. There, Noel Briggs on the Edmonton Christie, paying another tribute to the theatre's illustrious former resident, Sidney Torch. Well, after a few years in Barry in South Wales, that instrument now takes pride of place up the Rhondda Valley in Paul Kerner's Music Palace at Innisfail. It's great to know that this fine instrument is safe and singing away there for the foreseeable future. Now, back in 1984, Walt Stroney paid a visit to the Granada Walthamstow, and before his concert he spent a day in the chambers doing some regulatory work on the organ's tibia. Here he is in concert there, showcasing that lovely rank with an elegantly phrased arrangement of Victor Herbert's A Kiss in the Dark. Thank you. Walt Stroney there reminding us of some of the sounds we haven't been able to hear for 17 years. But if all goes according to plan, those mellifluous tibia sounds will once again be rolling down from on high before too long. Now something a little longer to finish with. It's not often these days that a new CD appears on the market, but the enterprising Eric Corday, who lives in Brittany, is a great fan of the Christy organ, formerly in the huge 6,000-seat Gaumont Palace in Paris. He has masterminded a project to collect all the recordings made in 1939 by the Gaumont Palace Orchestra, with Georges Guestem at the organ. The recordings have been cleaned up before being reissued on this CD, and the repertoire is mainly light orchestral and solo violin items from the conductor Georges Tsipine himself. With the organ in accompanimental mode, here is the orchestra and organ, joined by pianist Raoul Gola, and their combined talents deliver a very spirited arrangement of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. How about that, eh? The CD is in an elegant presentation sleeve with an informative booklet, and even if you don't read French, I'm sure Google Translate can assist. The CD is on the Hortus label, number 160. That's Hortus 160. If you type Hortus 160 into a web browser like Google, you'll find a link to a detailed review in English, which itself has a link to buy a copy. And while you're browsing the web, why not type Organist Encores into the browser for all the latest news about these programmes? Well, time for me to go now. And next week, Damon will be here with a show he's called Gothic Design, featuring, as he put it, some terrifying music. Well, when he first mentioned that to me, I thought it must be a programme devoted to Reginald Porter Brown, but no, it's simply a spooky programme for Halloween, and be sure to join him. From me, John Leeming, it's bye for now, and stay safe. See you next month.